Advanced Care Planning. Approximate record time, 10 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Advanced care planning can be an important part of your stem cell transplant or cellular therapy treatment. Here, we'll explain what an advanced care plan is, how you can create your own, and why they're important for everyone to think about. What is advanced care planning? An advanced care plan lets people know what's important to you and how you'd like to be looked after in the future, particularly towards the end of your life. It can also be called a future care plan or anticipatory care plan, depending on where you live in the UK. Creating an advanced care plan can be helpful for your healthcare team, family and friends. They can refer to your plan if they need to make decisions on your behalf or if you're finding something a bit tricky or overwhelming. It's about the what-ifs. Lots of us worry about the what-ifs, even in our normal day-to-day lives. Parallel planning is about sharing hope that your treatment will work, but also allowing time and space to talk about the what-ifs. Talking about them early on can hopefully make them feel less daunting. Having an advanced care plan can also feel empowering. It's about hoping for the best and planning for the worst. You might hear this called parallel planning by your healthcare team. Acknowledging and documenting your wants and needs can help to keep you in control of your own care and quality of life. Anyone can make an advanced care plan for themselves. It's like making a will or thinking about your own funeral plans. Making an advanced care plan doesn't mean you will need to use it soon. It means you are thinking about the best future care for yourself.
I did do a lot of soul searching and information gathering. I still have my what if file and in a way believe it is something I had the privilege to do.
Joanna, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. What is included in an advanced care plan? An advanced care plan is unique to you. It can include lots of different areas of your life. Most importantly, it should include what matters most to you. Your advanced care plan can include things that are important to you or things you like doing which would improve your quality of life, your hobbies, favourite foods, and whether you prefer a bath or a shower, for example. It can include your favourite music, maybe to play if you need to be sedated, and photos you like of yourself so your healthcare team can see how you like to look. It can be important to include your religious and cultural beliefs, especially those which may affect your care, and the people in your life you'd like to be surrounded by. It can be helpful to include your thoughts and preferences on how you'd like your pain to be managed, and who you'd like your healthcare team to talk to if you're unable to make decisions. When it comes to your final days of life, perhaps think about where you would like to spend this time, and thoughts and ideas for your funeral. Similarly, you can include instructions for where to find your important documents and passwords, and what you'd like to happen to your social media accounts. Your healthcare team will follow your advanced care plan as closely as possible, but remember, it is not a legally binding document. Sometimes the care you need might not be what you ideally wanted. There are some legal documents relevant to advanced care planning which may be useful to you, like a lasting power of attorney, a will, and an advanced decision to refuse treatment, sometimes known as an ADRT. You can find out more about these on the gov.uk and NHS websites.
Shortly before having my CAR-T treatment, I wrote a lasting power of attorney for health and welfare. It meant I had very honest and a little upsetting conversations with my family. It was hard, but I didn't want my family burdened with trying to figure out what I'd want if I couldn't speak for myself or was dying. It also gave me peace of mind going into hospital. I'm relieved I did do this because I ended up sedated in intensive care for a while, and that was a very stressful time for my family.
Sandra, who had CAR-T cell therapy to treat diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, DLBCL. Who should have an advanced care plan? Anyone can have an advanced care plan. Most people will only make one if they are quite unwell and are unlikely to get better, but you don't have to wait for this to happen. You don't have to have an advanced care plan, but they can be helpful for you, your loved ones, and your healthcare team. If you're a teenager or young adult, you can have an advanced care plan too, but it's completely up to you whether you make one. It can be hard to work out your likes and dislikes at this age at the best of times, let alone when you're unwell. An advanced care plan might not sound that exciting, but if you do decide to make one, there are always ways you can make it personal and less like admin. There's no one right way to make an advanced care plan. Record your thoughts either on paper, in a voice memo, or in a video to help you process them, and speak to your family, friends, or others you're close to about what your advanced care plan could include. We'd recommend you do some research on advanced care plans and bring this topic up with your healthcare team. They can help to answer any questions and with any next steps. Teenage Cancer Trust has information on advanced care plans and planning ahead, which you might find helpful. Search for Advanced Care Planning on their website, teenagecancertrust.org. If you're a patient or guardian, you might find it useful to create an advanced care plan for your child. It can be hard to make decisions for yourself and your loved ones when you're overwhelmed or in crisis. Having an advanced care plan in place can help with any decision making. It's not easy thinking about future care plans for your child. It might feel hard to consider making an advanced care plan for them. Please don't feel rushed or pressured. Just reading this information is a big step. Your child's healthcare team should be able to answer any questions you have. You can also visit the Children and Young Persons Advanced Care Plan Collaborative website, cypacp.uk, or the Together for Short Lives website, togetherforshortlives.co.uk. This topic can feel tricky and emotional. It can be hard to think about planning for your or your child's future care, no matter where you are in your treatment journey. It's normal to feel overwhelmed. Make sure you ask for help if and when you need it, from your family, friends, healthcare team, or someone here at Anthony Nolan. Call us on 0303 303 0303 or email patientinfo@anthonynolan.org.
To talk with my wife about my wishes was a relief, because it is a hard conversation to start when we both wanted to focus on optimism.
Richard, who had a stem cell transplant to treat myeloma. How can I make an advanced care plan? There isn't one right way to create an advanced care plan. It might seem like a big task, so try to break it down and make it work best for you. Marie Curie has some great tips on how to make an advanced care plan. They suggest these steps. 1. Think about your future, how you'd like to be cared for, and what matters most to you. 2. Talk with people you're close to about what you're thinking and feeling. 3. Record your thoughts and keep them somewhere safe. 4. Discuss your plan with your healthcare team, who can support you during this process. And 5. Share your plan with your healthcare team and those closest to you. You can find lots of information and support at mariecurie.org.uk/advance-care-plan. The Gold Standards Framework is another charity making sure every person in the UK can live well before they die. They have lots of information and support on their website. Visit goldstandardsframework.org.uk/advance-care-planning. Remember, you don't have to create an advanced care plan alone. You can create one with your healthcare team and loved ones. Once you're happy with it, make sure it's kept somewhere safe and that the relevant people have copies of it. Hospice UK offers a free online tool called Planning Ahead, which you might find helpful. Visit advancedcareplanning.org.uk/planning-ahead. My wishes also offers a free online tool to help you with things like writing your will, planning your funeral, and thinking about your digital legacy. Visit mywishes.co.uk. You can change your advance care plan at any time. It's a good idea to review it regularly to make sure it is still true to your wants and needs, just like reviewing your will. When is best to make an advance care plan? You can make an advance care plan at any time. You don't have to wait for your healthcare team to suggest it. You might want to create one as part of preparing for your treatment, but there is never a time that is too late. It can also never be too early, as your advance care plan should be reviewed regularly. Your healthcare team might give you an appointment with an advance care planning or parallel planning clinic. This clinic is a great opportunity for you to dedicate some time to this, ask any questions, or share any worries or thoughts you have. Advance care planning might also be brought up at any appointments you have about prehabilitation before your treatment. Not all hospitals have these clinics, but it's worth asking about them just in case. For more information about prehabilitation, visit antonynolan.org/prehab.
Advanced care planning gave me real peace of mind that I had some control even in the worst situations.
Jeremy, who had a stem cell transplant to treat non-Hodgkin lymphoma. End of recording.